During the 17th century, German-born composer George Frideric Handel created one of the world's most celebrated oratorios, Messiah. This week, we feature one choir bold enough to recite this historic work. Stay tuned to the Arts Page. The Christmas section of Handel's Messiah will be the featured work for the 90th anniversary concert season of the Diocesan Festival Choir. The 40-member choir will be supported by a stellar lineup of soloists and musicians performing under the baton of Jeffrey Shields, whose contribution to music education in Jamaica over many years is widely respected. The first music officer for the National Festival Commission and a former director of studies at the Jamaica School of Music, Mr. Shields was among the first recipients of the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation in 1983. He also holds the Institute of Jamaica Centenary Medal. The choir has been working all year in preparation for this milestone season, opening Sunday, November 29 at King's House.
It is really grueling, and they are now into daily rehearsals. They started working maybe about March, April this year, and initially it was once a week, and then it became twice a week, and now they're having daily rehearsals.
Quite the norm for any choir attempting Handel's greatest work. Guest soloists include the noted Jamaican contralto June Lawson, along with Angela Blalock, Jarvis Jett Jr., and Stephon Miller, all from the South Carolina State University. Jamaican music scholar and concert organist, Dr. Richard Beckford, will also accompany the performers. Dr. Beckford is a professor of music and a director of choirs at South Carolina State University. He will be joined by Anne Trouth on piano, as well as a strings ensemble coordinated by accomplished Jamaican pianist and violinist, Paulette Bellamy, who is also a Silver Musgrave medalist. Part proceeds from the concert season will be donated to the Rebuilding Fund for the Wortley Home for Girls, which was destroyed by fire on June 29. The Diocesan Festival Choir is the oldest choral group in Jamaica and the Caribbean. They have established a tradition of excellence in choral music 90 years strong. Initially, the choir was formed in 1924, inspired by the then Bishop of Jamaica, George Frederick Cecil de Carteret, to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Anglican Diocese of Jamaica. 1 year later, it became a permanent organization under the baton of Mr. George Good. The choir, which is multi-denominational, is home to well-known practitioners in the music fraternity, such as Hazel Lawson Street, Morris Gordon, and Michael Sutherland. The season opens on Sunday, November 29 with a gala recital at King's House starting at 6 p.m. A second performance will be staged on Sunday, December 6 at 4 p.m. at the Kingston Parish Church. The JCDC is still receiving entries for the upcoming Festival of the Arts competitions. Categories include traditional folk forms, music, speech, dance, and drama. Entry deadline is November 27, and the contests are open to individuals or groups such as churches and schools. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information. Well, that's where we bring the curtains down on the Arts Page. Join us next week when we will bring you more of the finest in the world of the arts. We close with my own favorite, Handel's Alleluia Chorus. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
Can you sing, dance, act, or write? Then enter the JCDC 2016 Festival of the Performing Arts Competitions in music, speech, drama, dance, and traditional folk forms. The JCDC continues to provide opportunities that unearth, develop, and showcase your creative talents. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office islandwide. Enter now.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.